Fourth and goal from the 9 for Post. 6-6 game. 4:35 to play in the second quarter. The Eagles will go for it. Shotgun on fourth down. 4 wide, 3 right, 1 left. D'Elia back the pass, looking left for Jackson. Incomplete, knocked away by Bush. Threw it right at the goal line. Kind of a back shoulder fade, but he didn't get much air on it. But Bush got in there. Bush has had a nice game as he's mostly shut Jackson down. And Jackson, the guy that they're going to at the goal line. And the Griffins will take over. At their own 9, a long field to go, though. Griffins have been backed up their last several drives, as in the second at least. Post has been winning the battle of field position. That was a 5-play, 11-yard drive for Post. As they took over deep in Griffin's territory, and then their biggest play was a pass interference penalty. Single back on first down. They'll give it to Penson, and he's wrapped up in the backfield as he tried to bounce it right. Colladell was the first man in there. And that will back the Griffins up even more. Second and 12. They'll call it a loss of 2. Griffin started off the game running very, very effectively, but seems like Post is starting the key on that running game. Now Marino in the shotgun on second and 12 at his own 7. Back to passes, Marino, a screen to the left, dangerous, and just outside of the goal line was Terrell. That was going nowhere right from the start. First of all, it was almost picked off when Marino flipped it into the left flat. Then Terrell made a very, very nice catch just to hold on to it and keep it outside of the goal line. That's a big loss, a loss of 6, and now it's 3rd and a mile. Griffin snapping it from about an inch outside of their own end zone. 3:15 on a running clock. In the second half, 6-6 game. And a timeout taken by the Griffins. They want to take this one, or talk this one rather, over. And at the very least, get themselves some room to punt it. It'll be 3rd and 19 out of the timeout. Third and a mile from the Griffins as they'll have to snap it from their own 1, inside their own 1, in fact. 3:11 to play. In the opening half, we're tied at 6. It's been an anemic offensive output for both teams thus far. I form on third down. Henson dots it. Tries to bounce it off tackle, and it looks like he just did get out of the end zone. Barely. No gain, so he very literally nudged the ball out of the end zone and no more. Markle will have to punt for the 3rd consecutive time inside his own end zone. This time, barely enough room to snap it, so this is dangerous here for the Griffins. Sherry back to receive the punt at the Griffins' 30. Markle gets it off, boots it, angling it far side right, wobbling, takes a Griffin's bounce, and it kicks out of bounds at the 35, so a nice job by Markle. That's a net of 35, as it skipped away on the far sideline from Sherry, who was running up to try to catch it and return it. And Markle does his job. But Post yet again a short field, they take over. At the Griffins 35, working left to right, 2:25 to play in the opening half. The Griffins scored on their second drive, Post on their second as well, and nothing since. They'll fake the end around, D'Elia falls down. He had a man right at his face. They had Butler in motion left to right. They've tried that play a couple times. It hasn't worked at all. And D'Elia, I think he didn't so much slip as much as he saw a man in his face and just went down. It's what they call a business decision. Loss of four on first down, second and 14. D'Elia in the gun, three wide, two right, one left, back to pass, man in his face, rolling right, and he'll just throw it away. Jakeman came on the blitz up from the secondary, and he was all over D'Elia. And all he could do was chuck it back to the line of scrimmage and live to fight another day. Third and 14, four posts, and yet again, this could very well be four down territory, especially with 1:45 on the clock in the opening half.
Third and 14, four posts after the
incomplete pass. Posts working left to right here. Four wide, two left, two right. D'Elia back to pass, under pressure, backpedaling, and it's picked off by Marcel Mitchell at the 40 near sideline. Cuts back at the 20, and he's dragged down at the 17. Marcel Mitchell, the nose guard. D'Elia, I don't think, ever saw him. He was just trying to throw that ball away, but he threw it into a sea of red. And now Mitchell has the Griffins in business. Ball spotted at the post 20.
First and 10 for the Griffins from the post 20-yard line.
So the Griffins, their best starting field position of the day by far. That's a return of 40 yards by Mitchell. Four wide. Marino in the shotgun. Two left, two right, one back. That's Penson standing to his left. Marino back to pass. Looking right. Zings it over the middle. Touchdown, Akeem Brown. It's 12-6 Griffins, 1:26 the play in the opening half. As one play after the Mitchell interception and return, it's a 20-yard touchdown from Marino to Brown.